去自己的家里，或者有些人呢就寄出了圣诞卡来告诉大家说我爱你。
One of the important things that this morning I trust that you grasp from what I have to say is the importance of when we think about Christmas and we think about the birth of Jesus that we worship Him because He means everything to us.
现在目前来讲呢，其实圣诞节最重要的事情是我们要了解到呢，神爱我们。在这个圣诞节里面呢，我们要清楚的清楚就知道说为什么。然后呢，这个事情来，我们来再了解圣诞节的意义。
This past Friday, we went to a concert that was held at the Golden One Center downtown.
我们这个礼拜呢，星期五的时候呢，我们去参加了一个音乐会。
The decorations were fabulous.
这个装饰的非常的非常的壮观亮丽。
The lighting was extreme.
这个灯光呢，非常的。极致到的非常的令人称赞。
The loudness of the orchestra and the music was so loud that my wife even took out of her purse some plugs to put into her ears.
因为那个音乐实在太大声了，所以呢，我太太呢也把那个什么耳塞呢塞到耳朵里面去。
But they sang some of the carols, Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful.
但是这里面唱的很洗手，大家耳熟能详的这个歌曲，就像平安夜。
It came upon a midnight clear and others that just caused me as I was sitting there to begin to think and even in those moments to worship the Jesus that was born on Christmas Day.
这些诗歌呢让我呢开始坐在那里开始思想耶稣的诞生。
At the end of the musical, the leader got up and said He wanted to express his appreciation to the composer that written the music and all of the drama that was included.
And 这时候呢，这个主持人呢上来的这个台上面呢，他呢想要特别的致谢这些所有作曲还有作曲的人。
He made one comment that really resonated in my mind and my heart that I want to share with you this morning.
他这些话语呢，在我心里面呢造成了回响。我今天想来跟大家一起分享。
He said the writer of the musical was particular about each detail and didn't miss one detail.
他说这个作曲这个音乐剧的人呢，他做得非常的好，非常的详细，他没有丧失的任何一点点的一个意义。
In the same way as you read this passage of Scripture, God did not miss a single detail in the birth of Jesus Christ.
就像我们现在读的这个章节里面呢，神呢，在这个圣经上面没有失掉的任何一点细节。
As a matter of fact, in this passage, there are only about four people or four situations that are mentioned.
在这个圣经里面呢，先提到四个人，四种情况，没有失掉任何一件事情。
There's the Magi, there's Herod, there's the baby Jesus, and there's Mary.
这里有博士，有这个希律王，然后也有这个玛丽，然后还有另外一个是baby Jesus.
Everyone is very important in the Christmas story.
每一个人都是在这个这个圣经里面的故事。
And it's important for us as we worship the Jesus of the Christmas day as well.
这是非常重要，在我们在敬拜这个耶稣的时候。
We read that the Magi came looking to find Jesus.
我们看到这个三个博士来寻找这个耶稣。
What do we know about the Magi? The Magi were political leaders. They were astrologists. They were scientists. They were well aware of the scriptures of the Old Testament.
这些三个博士是什么样的人呢？他是一个有知识的人，他是一个策略家，他是一个非常我们所谓的精英人士，他来寻找耶稣基督。
There was Herod, who was a leader and a political leader of that time.
他也是一个政治上的领袖。
And when the Magi came to Jerusalem from the east, they went to Herod in order that they could find out more information about this star that they had seen and this Jesus that was to be born.
这些三个博士从东方来， 他们来见希律王，他们来寻求来问希律王说，因为他们看到星星，到底耶稣基督到底诞生在什么地方。
So I discover from this passage of scripture that they had a sincere desire to discover who Jesus was.
他们的从这个章节里面我们可以看得出来，他们非常的有诚意，很诚心，想要发现，想要找到这个救世主耶稣基督在哪里。
My question to you this morning, as you gathered and came from many different locations, did you come this morning with a sincere desire to hear about Jesus and to be, discover new thoughts that will help you during this Christmas season?
我相信各位呢，很多人在我们在座的各位是来自不同的地方。那各位是从这么不同的地方来，今天你来到这里，你是想要寻找，很诚意的想要寻找这个救世主吗？你想要知道说这个救世主在你的生命中有任何的一个意义吗？
And so as we begin this Christmas season, I would ask you the question, are you caught up in all of the lights and all of the other things, or is there a sincere desire to worship Jesus?
然后呢，我们今天在这个当头的时候，我们知道说大家都用了很多的心思去装饰，装饰你的家庭，装饰很多事，但是最重要的是，你是不是抱着一个很诚意，很热切的心来寻找我们这个救主耶稣基督。
We're going to discover how the Magi worship Jesus just as we have the opportunity to worship him as well.
我们现在要来看这个东方三博士如何来敬拜，来寻找，来敬拜我们的主，来看今天这个他们所作所为。
So the first thing I discover from this passage of scripture that we read this morning is that the Magi came with a sincere desire to discover who Jesus was and where he could be found.
这个章节里面呢，他又重复了他现在的就是说告诉大家，这东方三博士他从东方来，他带着非常一个诚挚的心，他想要来看，来找到这个救世主是谁，他在哪一个地方。
So my encouragement to you as brothers and sisters is when you come to Bible study or you come to worship on Sunday morning here, that you come with a deep desire to discover Jesusand to learn more about him.
我真很诚挚的来鼓励大家，当每次你们来到了教会的时候，你们必须要带着一个热诚的心来发现谁是基督，耶稣基督，还有这个耶稣基督带来你生命什么样的改变。
Another thing I discover from this passage of scripture is that after they talked to Herod and Herod said to them that they should go and find the Jesus and come back to them,They left, and what they saw was a star again.
And 这个故事里面又讲到了，他去了找了一个希律王，然后希律王就告诉他说：“那你去。”然后他们就前往了，然后又看到了那个星星，然后跟随着星星去找耶稣基督。
And the star that they saw brought them to an expectant spirit that they were going to discover something very, very special.
这个星星带领他们去找了一个非常特殊的事情，他们去寻找，然后他们要寻见。
Do we have an expected spirit that when we come to worship, that in our time of worship, that Jesus is going to be here?
我们大家有没有一个想法，当我们来到的教会去寻找的时候，耶稣基督就在与我们一起同在。
There are many times when I've come to times of worship,that I have felt tired or frustrated or annoyed by something and I didn't have the spirit that expected that God was going to be here and do something in my life.
我们每次来的时候，有时候来这个敬拜神的时候，会感觉到身体上的疲倦啊，或者有很多的心里的不安啊，这时候你是不是也自己会心里想到说，耶稣基督是不是与我同在呢？
Our passage of scripture said that the Magi, developed an expectant spirit that God was going to be present when they saw the Jesus in the manger.
这个信息又告诉我们，东方三博士他们要寻找耶稣的时候，那他们确信，当他们找到耶稣基督的时候呢，神会与他们同在。
Another thing we discover from this passage of scripture that we read is that they chose to express joy.
这个信息里面他又讲到一个重点，他们感觉到喜乐。
It was good this morning, and I appreciated as you were greeting each other that there was an expression of joy.
And 我也希望大家呢在互相在这问安的时候，也能够将你的喜乐表现出来。
When we come to worship, we come to a time of celebration in our church service. There ought to be an attitude and expression of great joy.
当我们来到教会的时候呢，我们互相在互相影响的时候呢，我希望大家能够把这个喜乐的心能够带出来。
Our passage says that the Magi were overjoyed by seeing the star and the privilege of finding the Jesus that was born.
And 这里信息又告诉我们说，这三博士呢，其实他们是有非，他们看到星，这个星在指引他们的时候，他们极大的喜悦，能够发现，他们也能够确信找到耶稣基督。
I trust that when you go from this time today and you think about the Christmas story again, that your heart will be full of joy and your expression to be to one another will be that of gladness and praise and thanksgiving for the birth of Jesus.
And 我们相信说你今天在大家能够看从这个故事里面你能够看得到说呢当你来到了这个教会以后你当你能够感受到神与你同在的时候，你就会充满了感谢、感激，也能够把这份的感谢、感激，能够分享给你周遭的人。
We discover another thing about the Magi as they were searching to find Jesus.
我们又发现了很多另外一件事情，东方三博士找寻这个耶稣基督的故事。
When they came to the manger, they decided to humble themselves.
当他们到了马槽的时候，他们决定呢是让自己谦卑下来。
And they humbled themselves by bowing down and worshiping the Jesus that was born.
他们到了，他们谦卑下来呢，来跪在地上呢，来这个敬拜这个新生的王。
In the same manner, when we come to worship, we need to humble ourselves before God.
我同样的，我们来到这里敬拜我们的神的时候，我们要谦卑下来，来敬拜我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, it's not about us, but it's about Him.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是关于我们，是关于上帝。
What a privilege it is for us to be able to bow before God and to give Him thanksgiving for the blessings that He provides.
我们来感谢我们的神，给我们这么多的恩惠恩典。
Let me share a little personal story that happened this week, just this past Thursday.
让我来分享一个我过去的一个经验。
My wife and I had the opportunity to be in Southern California for a few days of rest and relaxation.
我跟我的太太呢，有个机会能够到的南加州去放松一下。
You remember here on Thursday there was a big rainstorm.
在过去的星期六，你看到了我们在这里面有一个大的那个暴风雨。
Well, on Wednesday night, as we were preparing to go to bed, and we were going to be returning on Thursday.We were listening to the news, and they talked about the flooding that was going to take place, the mudslides, and a lot of danger that would be on the highway.
And 星期三晚上我们在睡觉之前，我们看了新闻，发现说这里面呢有一个大雨，然后有一个土石流，然后可能在回程的路上我们有点担心。
I woke up very early and was concerned and was praying and asking God to give us safe direction.Give us directions and safety as we return from Southern California to Sacramento.
星期四早上呢，我醒来的时候，我就开始祷告，希望呢神能给我一个安全的旅的这个行程，能够安全的回到这个 Sacramento.
Now you need to know this, and it's more information than you probably want to know.
我想呢，大家想要知道更多的信息。
I was a good husband that morning.
我是一个非常好的丈夫，那个早上。
I got up very early and I went up to Starbucks and got my wife a cup of coffee.
And 我非常早起来的时候跑到了 Starbucks 去买了一个一杯咖啡给我的太太。
When I came out to the car with the coffee, I set it down and I went to start the car and it wouldn't start.
当我把这个咖啡带回到我的车上的时候呢，我想着开始呢就发动车子，但是车子不动了。
It's pouring rain. And my battery is dead for some reason. Now, I remind you that I began early to pray that God would direct our steps and that He would take care of us.
I
said to a young man who was working there at the place we were staying, is there any chance you have a jumper that could start my car?
我向那个商店里面的一个年轻的小伙就说，你这里有没有这个启发器的，能够把我的车子发动起来？
I put the hood up and I'm standing out there in this pouring rain. I'm getting soaked and he said, dude, I can do that for you.
And then 他站在那里呢，他把这个车门打开起来呢，下了一大雨，我全身都湿透了。但是那个男孩就说，那我可以帮你做这个事。
I'm thinking in my mind, God, I asked you to watch over me, but I didn't tell you to call me a dude.
我记得说，我跟向神祷告说呢，能够帮助我，但是没有想到呢，神帮我做了这个事情呢，我真的不知道怎么说。
Well, we got the car started, and I went back and I took the coffee to my wife.
所以呢，我这个关起来呢，然后我把这个咖啡呢拿给我的太太。
But I didn't turn the car off. I left it running.
但是我这时候也没有将车子的关掉，我让它一直在那里转。
So I said, Martha, you need to go out to the car, drink your coffee in the car, and sit there while I pack up the motel room.
那我跟玛莎讲说，那你先到车子上里面，那我来把这个行李装那个pack好之后呢，我们一起来离开。
Now I have a confession to make this morning.
那我现在要自我来告解。
I stole one of the Marriott towels.
我从这个饭店里面偷了一个这个毛巾。
I draped it over my head.
我把它挂在我的头上。
And I brought all the luggage out and all the stuff and put it in the car and continued to get soaking wet.
我把这些东西呢放在我的车上，已经完全我就湿透了。
We then drove the car to a garage and that I knew was there in that area.
我把车子呢开到一个这个修车的地方。
In the next couple hours, they replaced the battery and they checked everything to make sure it was all okay.
And then 这些车库的人呢，帮我们呢检查了电池，然后呢确认说所有的事情都没有任何的问题。
I'm still sitting there with a little bit of anxiety, and I'm saying, God, you got to help me get home.
我坐在那里呢，非常的忧心，然后呢，我就跟神讲说，神啊，你让我能够安全的回到家。
We started on our way, and all of a sudden, I find myself in the fast lane, the carpool lane.
我就开始呢，开车回去了，然后发现我自己呢，在这个共乘的这个车道上面。
It's raining hard. There's puddles of water. And we're going 80 miles an hour in this carpool lane.
And 这个车下了很大的雨，但是呢，我们在这个共乘的车上，我们开到了80迈的这个速度。
Brothers and sisters, I was nervous.
弟兄姐妹，我非常的担忧。
I said to Martha, "We have got to get out of this carpool lane."
我跟玛莎讲说，我们应该赶快的来。
But there was no way to do it. And the cars behind me, I'm going 80 miles an hour. They're flashing their lights, wanting me to go faster.
但是呢，这个后我在后面的车子呢，我虽然已经开到80迈了，但是后面的车子还一直在这个用这个灯光来催促我再快一点。
In my heart, I said, God, you got to help us. We're in trouble.
我在我心里就说，神啊，你一定要帮助我们，我们现在真的有麻烦了。
I'm telling you exactly how it happened, brothers and sisters. At that very moment that I said in my mind, God, you got to help us, a light went on in the car that said there was a tire that was going low.
在这个时候呢，我在心里讲，神啊，你这个当头，你一定要帮助我。可是又发现呢，我的车子里面有个灯开始闪了，我的那个什么，我的轮胎开始已经那个气已经快要没了。
At the same time, there was a lane for me to get out of the fast, the carpool lane, and to move over into some slower lanes.
这里刚好就出现了有一条大有一个转弯，让我能够 驾驶离开那个共乘的车时，来到比较慢的一个车道。
And I kept moving over until I came to the off ramp, and I drove off of an off ramp that I could go to another car dealership to get the car checked out.
然后我就这样子，车子在慢慢的转道，我能离开那个道路，我去寻找另外一个这个修车厂。
But let me back up for 1 second. Just as I pulled out of the carpool lane, the light on the dash went out.
这个很奇怪的事情，当我一离开了共乘的时候，我那个指示这个灯，红色的灯熄灭了。And
when I got to the dealership, they took the car and they checked it, and they could not find a single thing wrong or a tire that was even low.
然后呢，我开到了这个修车厂了以后呢，修车厂呢帮我检查了车子，然后呢，他们没有发现任何的问题，然后呢，也没有发现呢这个轮胎呢有漏气的问题。
At that very moment, I humbled myself before God, and I simply said, God, I asked you to take care of us. Thank you for watching over us and protecting us.
在那个当头，我忽然的发现到了，我心里面就开始来感谢上帝，来保护我，让我呢没有受到任何的一个损伤。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to worship the Jesus that was born on Christmas Day, we need to come with a spirit, an expectant spirit. We need to come with a sincere desire and be willing to humble ourselves before Him.
今天呢，我们来庆祝我这个圣诞节的时候呢，我是鼓励大家弟兄姐妹必须带着一个谦卑的心，然后呢来庆祝耶稣的诞生，来这个庆祝这个圣诞节。But
let me go on with the story that we read this morning.
现在我再用另外一个故事来告诉大家。
The Magi brought gifts to Jesus.
三博士呢带个礼物到给耶稣基督。
The Bible says that they brought, first of all, the gift that they gave to Jesus was a gift of gold.
那第一个礼物是黄金。
It recognized him as a king.
他们把他视为是一个君王。
They gave him a gift of frankincense.
然后第二个礼物是这个墨香。
It recognized his priestly role that he would share with the world.
这是代表了他能够跟世人分享他的存在。And
they gave him myrrh.
然后他给他墨药。
Which recognizes him as a savior.
这是代表他是一个救世主。
Three very special gifts that they gave to him as they worshipped him.
这三个特殊的礼物呢，代表的是他们敬拜他。
But here's my question that I asked you this morning.
现在我要问各位一个问题。
What gift do you bring to Jesus today?
你今天带了什么礼物给耶稣基督呢？
I don't have gold or frankincense or myrrh to bring to him.
我没有黄金，我没有乳香，我没有墨药来带给我们的主。
But it is a very important question for us today to answer. What is the gift that he wants from us, and what do we bring?
今天一个重要的问题是，他希望你带来什么东西，然后你有什么可以提供？
Brothers and sisters, the only gift that Jesus wants from us today is the best that we have to offer.
今天呢，弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督神，我们的神要我们的东西是你可以提供的。
And that best is ourself.
然后这个最好的就是你自己。
I give myself to you to today, Jesus.
我把今天的我给了我们的神。With
all of the mistakes I make,
即使是我有这么犯了这么多的过错。With
all of the hurts that I've had.
And then 还有我这么多伤害我所受到的。With
all of the disappointments.
所有的这个失望。But
Jesus, as I come to worship you today, I give you the best I have, and that is what you have created, me.
And 我今天来敬拜你的时候，是你给我的，今天的我。
What a tremendous story we learn from the Magi and Herod and the birth of Jesus.
那我们今天从这个东方三博士、这西利王，还有这个耶稣基督的故事，我们能够告诉我们什么？
As we worship him, he wants us to come in a worship attitude of a sincere desire, an expectant spirit, a heart of joy, and we bring him gifts of ourselves.
然后呢，今天这里面呢，我们想到的是说，我们的态度是什么？我们所需要的是什么？然后呢，我们在这个敬拜耶稣基督的时候，我们想要带什么给我们的神？
The last thing I learned from this passage of scripture.
那最后一件事，我们从这个章这个圣经的章节里面学到的是
，The Magi had an obedient response.
这个东方三博士呢，有一个顺服的。
You remember as we read the passage, Herod said to the Magi, when you have found Jesus, come back and tell me so that I could go and worship him as well.
在这故事里面我们看到西律王对这个东方三博士说呢，当你们发现了耶稣基督的时候回来这里，所以我也可以去敬拜他。
But God knew that Herod's heart was not right.
但是神知道这个西律王的心不是那么好。
And that he was not desirous to worship Jesus.
And 他的心不是是这么想要去敬拜这个耶稣基督。
He was only concerned about his own power and authority.
他所重视的就是他的权力跟他的权威。
It was all about him.
这都是关于他自己。
But the Magi obeyed the Spirit of God and they went in a different direction.
但是这三博士呢，他们接受了圣灵的指引，他们离开了，他们没有照着西律王的话回去看他。Culture
tells us to worship Jesus in a different way.
这个文化呢，告诉我们说，我们可以用不同的方式来敬拜我们的神。The
world tells us to live our life for ourselves.
这个世界呢，告诉我们，我们必须要为自己而活。But
God is saying to us this morning. We need to be obediently and respond to Him and go in the direction that Scripture teaches us.
但是神在这里圣经章节告诉我们说，我们必须要顺服神，然后呢，跟着他的指引，到他想要我们去的地方。
To obey Him and to trust Him.
我们要顺服跟信任。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we close this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts for who you are.
今天我们天父，我们用我们感恩的心来结束今天的礼拜。
Thank you for the birth of Jesus.
感谢你们，感谢你有耶稣基督的降生。
That he came into the world.
他来到这个世上。
That we might have life and have it more abundantly.
让我们有更多的光。
Watch over us as we go our separate ways.
看顾我们离去的脚步。Bless
these brothers and sisters as they fellowship together, as they express their joy and their love for you.
让每个弟兄姊妹能够在这个组里面呢，能够彼此分享他的喜乐。We
pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen.
各位请坐。 谢谢Pastor Justin为我们大家护法，然后我们马上很快就结束。 然后我们就马上就是我们的思维变
很牛的
是吧，
听得不够快。
好，各位弟兄姐妹，我们现在开我们的两个月一次的施工会。这个月的施工会比平原来的话稍晚几天啊，关系也不大。施工会我们我们先请爱丁长弟兄。
是啊。